AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Chinese stocks have plunged again a day after the country's main benchmark suffered its biggest tumble in 8 years. The Shanghai Composite Index fell as much as 6.4% in the first minutes of trading Tuesday. The index later trimmed its losses and was down 5%. This followed Monday's slide on Wall Street, where the Dow finished with a loss of 588 points. But trader Alan Valdez predicts this won't be devastating in the long term.
Overall, it's just bad news, but not news where we're going to go into a depression and people are going to be on the streets selling apples.
The slump is worrying Americans, though, saving for retirement or a down payment on a house. Sad news from IndyCar, with word that a driver injured in a race Sunday has died.
On behalf of the Wilson family, it's with profound sadness that we announce that Justin Wilson died this evening at Lehigh Valley Health Network Hospital in Allentown, Pennsylvania, as a result of the head injury that he sustained yesterday at the Pocono Speedway event.
IndyCar CEO Mark Miles, Wilson was 37. Compromise in the Koreas. South Korea says it's turned off loudspeakers broadcasting cross-border anti-Pyongyang propaganda as part of an accord with rival North Korea meant to avert possible military confrontation. The ministry says the North is expected to tell its soldiers now to stand down. Fire managers from New Zealand and Australia have arrived to help with the fight of wildfires in Washington state. State official Peter Goldmark says the biggest fire is in the Okanagan County.
There's over 1,000 miles of fire line, so it's a tremendous effort to contain the fire over that 1,000 miles. The real change here is that we've gotten a little bit of a toehold because of the break in the weather.
Tropical Storm Erica has formed in the central tropical Atlantic. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers hired to compensate victims of GM's faulty ignition switches have finished determining which claims are eligible. The AP's Tom Krischer reports from Detroit.
They got 4,343 claims, and they've rejected about 91% of them. But still, they've deemed eligible for compensation 399 claims.
Families of those who died will get at least $1 million. This happened in Queens, New York. A Resorts World casino bus crashed into a three-story brick building, shearing off part of the structure and injuring 6 people. Deputy Assistant Fire Chief Edward Ferrier says the bus driver had to be cut from the wreckage.
His driver's side was into the building. Actually, part of the building, the second floor, is resting inside the bus. So it was a precarious situation. The SOC units, our Special Operations Command units, had to go in and shore up the building.
At least one person inside the building was hurt. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.